2019 Cornerstone Credit Union League annual meeting in Austin, Texas. And look who is in the studio lounge, Mr. Nate Webb from Oklahoma Credit Union Association. How are you, sir?
I'm well, thanks. Got a cup of coffee and good to go.
Good to go. That's all it takes these days. So good stuff. So I know the conference is just starting out, but how's it going for you? And then kind of what expectations do you have for it?
Well, it's going great so far. I have a chance to sit and talk to a lot of folks and see where they're at, our members. And we had our foundation golf tournament yesterday.
I heard.
And that didn't go as well for me personally, but it was a lot of fun.
At least you didn't get rained on. So
no, it's a perfect day.
Yeah. Today is the rain's going to be here. So
well, I'm inside.
But we're inside, and that's all right. Hey, you wanted to talk about advocacy, grassroots, and involvement.
Sure. I am in Oklahoma. I'm the executive director of the association there, and as such, a big part of my job is advocacy, primarily lobbying this time of year. We're in the middle of our legislative session, and working at the Capitol with lawmakers to work on pro-credit union legislation, or trying to kill legislation that's not so good for us.
The opposite end of the spectrum, yes.
And I just want to really emphasize, obviously I'm up there every day, and you know, my days are, a lot of people don't understand what lobbyists do, and that's okay in terms of the nuts and bolts. But what I think is important for people to understand, that when it comes to the political slash legislative process, that numbers count.
No doubt.
I've worked on the other side. I worked on Capitol Hill and in some other legislative offices on the other side. And I can tell you that when people are involved in their issue and they may take the time to contact their lawmakers and public officials, it does count.
Oh, yeah.
You can't sit back and go, yeah, it's good. I really support that issue and I'm on board. Well, if you don't make your voice heard, lawmakers listen to their constituents, despite what you might think.
Right, right.
When you call a legislative office, when you come by to visit, they keep track of it.
Oh, good, good.
So it is so important for people not just to be passionate about the movement, but to show how passionate they are. And it's easy to do. And it's not, it can be intimidating, I think, for some people because they don't understand how it works. But all he needs to do is get in touch with their league. We'll make it as easy as possible for you if you don't. A lot of people know how it works and they get involved, but it's, the group can expand. And young people getting into credit unions for the first time. We've got numbers. We've got a lot of people who are passionate, but they've got to roll up their sleeves and help. We can't do it alone.
Well, I mean, it's kind of, I think, I see it as kind of exciting to be part of the process, you know?
Yes.
I would think it would be the opposite. I mean, I understand some people are kind of, I don't say fearful of it, but kind of intimidating and some, that type of stuff. But gosh, once you get involved and you're part of the process and you know you have a voice, I think that would be the motivation. That would be the incentive
It is so fun. Well, for me, it's fun. I've been in politics for a long time, and it's not. There's an adrenaline junkie element to it.
Oh, sure.
Certainly, but there's also passion. If you're passionate about your cause, you should want to be there. You know, there's these days, I know, and younger people particularly, all the polling shows that a lot of people are starting to feel more disenfranchised with the process and skeptical, etc. But it's the process we have. And so you got to get involved. If you want it, you know, decisions, as they say, are made by people who show up, right?
Correct.
So if you're
Correct.
Not at the table, you're on the table.
Right, and then you got nothing to complain about because you didn't participate.
What? That drives probably anything that drives me nuts is that, did you vote? No.
Well, then
be quiet.
Exactly. Exactly. If you didn't participate, then.
Yep.
But that's another reason to participate. So you do have a voice, and if you can't complain or you can praise it. So.
And we have
both sides of the coin.
I have to say, and like I said, having worked on the Hill around some very sophisticated lobbying shops and advocacy operations, our league has, you know, between Plano and Austin, Little Rock, and Oklahoma City. A very talented, knowledgeable team. And if anybody has questions, please, if we can't give you the answer, we can darn sure tell you where the answer is.
Most definitely. So what's a message that you recommend for people, creating folks in this case, what do you recommend they provide to their representatives on a continual, on a consistent basis? Is there a message that kind of resonates really well? Because I'm sure these people are pulled in 100 different directions.
Oh, absolutely.
So but how can we stand out?
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things is build relationships before you have an ask. Now you call it digging a well before you're thirsty.
I like that,
And build the relationships with your legislator. Like what I try to do, I know, with new legislators, and in Oklahoma we have a bunch this year, is, look, you've got 500 different things you're trying to learn about. A new legislator knows what they know, and they don't know what they don't know. And the financial services sector can be, you know, somewhat confusing.
Sure.
And so I try to be a fair broker of information and say, look, here are the nuts and bolts of credit unions. This is our impact. These are issues important to us. I don't have an ask right now, but if you need information or have questions, give me a call, contact me, and I will give you...
Be a resource.
And I'll give you a straight answer. And again, if I don't know it, I'll find somebody who does.
And that's the whole point, exactly.
So I would say that to any credit union professional. Again, your lawmakers do want to hear from you. Build that relationship before you're asking for something. Because let's face it, if you get a call, you know, on your call log, you've got, say, two calls. Somebody you have no idea who they are, somebody you have a relationship with, which call are you going to answer first?
Oh, yeah,
right?
Relationship.
Sure.
Bar none. Yeah. So how do you work with Caroline Willard? Do you guys work together in getting messaging straight and all that type of stuff?
Sure.
Or how do you guys work together?
Well, I'm not going to say that Caroline and I necessarily, but my boss, Jim Phelps, reports directly to Caroline.
Okay.
And so there's the...
How's that whole process work?
Well, there's a strategic messaging that's developed, and certainly each state is unique, and we develop, you know, the overarching concept or the overarching messaging, and we tailor it to each state. And that's why we have associations. Cornerstone is the big league, right? But people in Oklahoma don't know what Cornerstone is, nor do they care that much, frankly. But when it's the Oklahoma Credit Union Association representing credit union members and credit unions around the state, that gets their attention because it says Oklahoma.
Right. There's a lot of pride there for sure. Because that's the hometown state. I mean, so...
And you don't want a perception that you're an out-of-state entity.
Oh, yes.
You know,
I got that loud and clear.
Right.
All right, so what's on the docket for the rest of 2019? How do you see the industry shaping up, and what issues should we be tackling for the rest of the year?
Well, I can speak on the state level now. And that is... like we said, we are approaching a deadline as of this conversation, and it's a very big deadline. And I think we are in pretty good shape this year legislatively. The key word there is I think we're in pretty good shape because that process is just always changing. You know, there are tricks and language gets dropped into a bill at the last minute. And so I guess instead of getting down really to specifics necessarily, is just be alert and ready. And we have several tools at our disposal to get folks activated. And if you get a call to action, please, you
act
know,
on it.
Take action.
It's
easy. You can just an email, and we all do that a million times a day. We'll provide the information, but those are timely, and they are very time sensitive.
Yep.
So, and we'll tell you what the particular issue is, your talking points, background, everything you need.
Okay.
And, you know, So there are a ton of different issues.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm sure it's a moving target. Yeah. I mean, what you got to deal with on a day-to-day basis.
And
it's
some of
the same
them
thing.
Are in the weeds, you know.
Yeah.
I think if I could say one other thing,
sure,
on state-level advocacy. Credit unions, of course, are regulated on the federal level, both state and federal charters. Regardless of charter, there are bills and policy that are created every day on the state level that impact day-to-day operations in terms of, you know, lien, you know, Title 42 possessory lien process, which is, that's in the weeds, there are a lot of things along those lines that aren't sexy, might not get headlines, but they can have a very, very significant impact on day-to-day operations.
No doubt. All the little steps add up to something big. So
I always think of us as kind of the NSA. It's, you know, you don't hear about all the terrorist attacks that are coming into, you know, aimed at the country.
For sure.
And we try to stop them at the border.
Good stuff. All right, Nate, anything else to add to wrap up here? Any final words of wisdom?
Nothing wisdom necessarily, but no, it's just been a pleasure to do this.
Thank you.
And hope people get the, if they take anything away, it's the importance of being passionate and showing the passion.
Indeed. Well, you guys have a big job, and we thank you for all the service that you guys do for the industry. So
yeah,
you guys do. Even though sometimes it's really small, like you said, in the weeds type of stuff, again, it all adds up to something big, and that's what you guys are there for.
Yep,
so appreciate
it. Sure is.
Appreciate it.
Pleasure.
Nate,
yep.
Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work there in Oklahoma, all right?
Will do. Thanks very much.
Nate Webb, Oklahoma Credit Union Association, Executive Director. Go check them out.